And live from Jerry Calhoun Field on the campus of Manio High School, Manio's home season begins tonight as they take on the Gates County Red Barons. Good evening, everyone. Hunt Thomas along with Kenny Meekins, all ready to set the stage and get you ready for tonight's game between the Barons and the Redskins. Well, nice thing is, Kenny, we're finally home.
And we've got football.
Yep.
It's football weather. I mean, it ain't just football. This is football weather. It feels like a Friday night out there with as far as the temperature goes. And I was telling Dad this afternoon before I left the house, I said, you know, I think I could suit up and play tonight. It feels so good out here. But don't really want to do that. But I'm just saying the weather-wise, it gives you that spark and makes you want to get out there and go.
Well, I tell you, you know, last week, of course, you and Zach, appreciate Zach pitch hitting for me last week over in Norfolk as the Redskins came away with a win over Norfolk Christian. Talk a little bit about that game, Kenny. I heard it on the radio, but I didn't get to see it for myself.
Yeah, we went to Norfolk, didn't know what to expect. We got there. You could tell they had a young squad, but also I was more concerned with what we were going to do after the week before with Perquimans, where we made a lot of mistakes. And we came back last week. We eliminated those offsides and procedure mistakes and actually had a clean game offensively. And I think Jaheim really pounded out a lot of yards last week. And of course, we had the big run on the first touchdown on the 60-yard punt return. So we got off to a good start. That's one of my keys to the game tonight is you got to get off to a good start and try to keep it close for a half, you know, and continue to eliminate those mistakes. And avoid turnovers, of course.
Well, the biggest thing that I noticed listening to the game was that the turnovers and also the penalties. Penalties hurt them in that Perquimans game where they ran out of time. I mean, delay of game. And there was like five of them that I didn't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, those type of mistakes end up costing you a game.
Yeah, a lot of first-game jitters, a lot of first-game mistakes. And, of course, lost two key players that first week also, Hunt. So I thought the kids did a nice job last week recovering from those guys not being there, and that was huge also.
Well, a lot of the players that have had some playing time last year, they knew that they had to step up because Finn was out and also Drew.
Yeah, with Drew going down and Landon having the experience of playing quarterback, it really was not a big changeover in how things ran out there. I thought Landon did a great job last week. We didn't do a lot of throwing. Of course, we didn't have to, but he is capable of throwing the deep ball. We just got to get we got to have blocking so he can get time to sit in the pocket and throw that deep ball.
All right. We're just a few minutes away from kickoff, about 5 minutes away. And I want to tell you about Island Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs on Highway 64 in Manio. And you can call them at 473-5600. And be sure to stay tuned for the player of the game at the conclusion of tonight's contest from Island Insurance Agency in Manio. Malarney and McCowan, glad to have them back with us along with Island Insurance Agency. With over 55 years combined experience, contact Linda McCowan, estate planning, traffic, and real estate closings, also divorce proceedings, and much more. Call them at 473-2191 or online at malarney-mccowan.com. And a new sponsor we welcome into Manio Football, Garden Deli and Pizzeria, Highway 64 in Manio, where you'll find delicious pizzas, subs, wraps, salads, and much more. And you can give them a call and please your family's appetite tonight. Call them or go online and place your order. Call 473-6888. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 9, Saturday 4 to 9. And they are now featuring the family-style dinners. And also their catering services is doing real well. So if you had some catering you need them from them, give Garden Deli and Pizzeria and Matteo a call. And, by the way, my favorite, chicken salad. So you can go by there and get yourself some of that chicken salad. Also, Kenny, I tell you, I went in there a couple of days ago, got the chicken salad, and Jamie had these They're like croissants, not croissants, but almost like croutons. But they're like cookie or cracker size. And they sure were good.
Nothing
so,
better than
so maybe he'll put
salad.
That on the menu when you get chicken salad or tuna there at Garden Deli and Pizzeria. Just a few minutes away, and of course, Kenny, beautiful night, like you said, and looking for some great football tonight with Gates County. We really don't know much about Gates County, but we do know that the Redskins can pull off a win. We do know that Gates County can be tough some years, so it's definitely going to be a test for the Redskins, and they are going to have everything in gear to get a win tonight here in front of the home crowd, which folks are filing in. It looks like it's going to be another great night of football, and we're glad you've joined us here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. Lighthouse Automotive, and with over 300 five-star reviews online, customer service is their top priority. Lighthouse Automotive, with two locations to serve you on Roanoke Island, on Highway 345 in Wanchese and on Highway 64 in Manteo. That's Lighthouse Automotive. I know David and his wife are listening to us tonight. So, David, we're glad to have Lighthouse Automotive with us again here on Manteo Football. Any other games that are going on around the area that may be of interest to folks? Somewhere I've got my list. First Flight is home with Washington County tonight. Interesting thing about Washington County, they played Southside last week, and they had four overtimes and only one score in the entire game. Took them four overtimes to do it.
They went 0-0 for a long time.
Pasquotank and Pequimans, and also Edenton and Rocky Mount, and Hertford County and Bertie. I think that Edenton-Rocky Mount game is basically our game of schedule.
Could be interesting. That Pasquotank for Quimmins is one to watch, too. For I know we've already had for Quimmins, and don't get me wrong, we lost to Quimmins, but I didn't think they were a powerful football team.
No, I think our mistakes is what you're
yeah,
there.
By any means, so I'm anxious to see how that one goes with them at Pasquotank. And like you said, that Edenton-Rocky Mount's going to be something to see. I think you'll see a nice, real nice football game there. The biggest thing we got tonight is the Red Barons are got a lot of depth. When they have the kind of depth they have, it can make it tough. Thank goodness it's not a humid night where we're a situation where we should be having to worry about cramps. But we do have a lot of guys going both ways, where they have the option to send guys out to platoon. They met at midfield. The Redskins won the toss, and they've elected to receive. So we're going to get the football first, and did the same thing last week. So something that Coach Charity, I guess, is looking to do now is try to win that toss and go first.
Well, you know, it's worked real well, and so why stop doing something that's working?
Yep, we'll see what happens here. But we're getting ready set to kick this one off on week three of this 2024 football season, Hunt. And we are just about underway. Gates County set to kick. Back deep for the Redskins will be Zay and Burton Bailey. Waiting for the official to drop the arm, and it's off, and the ball's deep, and I believe it's going to go to up with a little fumble there. Number 20 for the Redskins. That'll be
he's still moving.
Jaden Wassel, and Jaden will take it to about the 29-yard line of the Redskins. They'll take over first and 10. We're just underway, folks, here at Manteo High School. First home game, hon. It sure does feel good to drive 1 mile to work tonight.
That's right. Redskins are sporting their new jerseys tonight, black and gold jerseys, actually gold jerseys with black numbers, and their black helmets as usual and black pants. So looking good in their brand new jerseys this year.
Anxious to see. We're going to start with the spread tonight. Spread two men left, one to the right. Landon Sawyer in the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, hand off to Jaheim Banks, straight ahead, and he probably get back to the line of scrimmage to be about it, and it's going to bring up second and 10. So no yardage on that play.
Jameer last week had a wonderful ball game, and just not starting too well for him right now.
Like I said, a little different front you're facing tonight with the Bears. Looks like they're running a five-man front. It's almost like a 53 defense. We'll send two spread right, one to the left. Sawyer in the shotgun. Fumbles it on the ground, so that's going to be a loss of about 3 yards on the play there. Maybe four, I believe. Loss of four would be brought down at the 25 in the backfield. There's a flag on the play.
Just underway here in Mateo tonight with the Gates County Red Barons. They now just call themselves the Barons.
Illegal block, crack block, so that's going to be declined by the Red Barons. So that's what you call that double crack, where one guy hits the man high and the other guy hits him low, and you cannot do that type of block in any form of football. They'll call you on that every time. So Gates County will decline that penalty. It'll bring up third and 14, ball spotted at the 25 of the Redskins. Just underway here at 10:50. In the first quarter, no score. First possession by the Redskins. Two split left, one to the right in the shotgun. Land is looking to throw. He's going to hit the slant. Had a man underneath there, number 10, intended for Jordan Best. That'll fall incomplete. Hit him at the thigh area. Had a chance to catch it, but I don't think he'd have got 14 yards. So it really has no avail there, and they'll have to punt this one away. So this first series didn't go so well for the Redskins at 10:37 mark, and they'll have to punt it away. Landon standing on about the 12-yard line. Ball spotted at the 25. If he can get off a boomer here. They don't even have a man back, so they're coming hard. Gates County decides not even to get a return man back, and Landon to get the kickoff at about midfield. Like it went out of bounds at the 50. If he could have had that roll straight downfield, there was nobody back to return that punt, Hunt.
Yeah.
Whether they don't trust their punt catcher or they saw Landon as the punter or slash quarterback, maybe they thought something was coming. But actually got a break. They spotted at the 45 of the Red Barons. So that was about a 30-yard punt.
So we'll see what defense can do.
So Gates County used to run all wishbone. Looks like they're going to something different here. Two split right, two to the left. One man in the backfield in the shotgun with the quarterback. We don't have any names on these guys. Turn straight dive up the middle, and the Redskins are going to hit that one in the backfield. And there's a guy that we called his name a lot last week, and that's Alex Wilson. Gets in the backfield and gives the Gates County a 4-yard loss.
Yeah, Wilson does really well back there, so keep it up.
They get a 3-yard loss. Second and 13. Ball now spotted at the 42-yard line. Same formation. Waiting on the snap in the shotgun. Man in motion underneath the quarterback. High snap. Ball's on the ground. Redskins are around it. And I think Gates County fell back on it, but maybe Manio has it. But it was a flag on the play. I thought Gates moved prior to. What we have here. Nope, we're going to have an encroachment by the Redskins, so that's going to hurt and give the negate that big loss there to a 5-yard pickup and bring up second about 8.
First penalty of the ball game tonight goes to Manio.
Yeah, and that one hurt because that would have been a big loss for Gates County. Gates County going to stay in this spread with two each side, split out. One back in the backfield with the QB in the shotgun. Ball at the 47-yard line. High snap, fake underneath, quarterback keeper. Nice job on the defense right there by, looks like Banks. Jaheim, and I believe David Fisher in on the tackle there, Hunt. Pickup only of one. Bring up 3rd and 7, so Manio coming out pretty stout on defense. ball spotted at the 48 of the Red Barons, and it'll bring up third and seven. We're at the 9:14 mark here in the first quarter. No score. Redskins were three and out on their first possession, and the Barons with their first. Three split left, one to the right, a little something different. Watch a little hitch route out to the left side. We're back in the shotgun. Turn, looks left. He's looking deep. He's got a man in the middle, and it's almost picked off. Nice play there by Burton Bailey. Knocks down the pass, and then bring up fourth and seven by the Baron, for the Barons. So the Redskins were a nice job on defense there.
Yeah, it was. Nice defensive stop.
Yep. Burton Bailey with a great leap there to knock that pass down. Been nice if he could have picked that off, but he did a nice job of getting up and batting it down. So the Barons back to punt, back deep for the Redskins is Zay Williams and Burton Bailey. High snap. Woo! That seemed like it came out of a corkscrew. And it's going to be hitting the ground at about the 30. Zay needs to get out of the way of that one, and he will, and it'll be marked at about the 29-yard line of the Redskins.
So we'll see what the Redskins can do on their second possession of the evening. They're scoring the ball game at the 8:35 mark in the first quarter of play here at Jerry Calhoun Field in Mateo. Good to be back home and see familiar surroundings.
The Redskins take over first and 10 at their own 29, their second possession. They're going to stay with the spread. One split left, one to the right. Straight up the middle to Banks. Or is that Burton Bailey? Yep, I think it is. And he's not getting up real quick, but he'll pick up about 2 yards. It'll bring up second and eight. Ball spotted at the 31. Bailey goes up the middle for two. 8 minute mark here in the first quarter. No score. I think, Hunt, the closer we can keep this, the longer we'll be better off.
That's right. I mean, we're down to 7-8 minutes right now.
This time, Sawyer goes under center, and we're going to have jump off sides by the Barons. Nice hard count there by Landon Sawyer.
Yeah.
That'll pick up five on that.
Yeah, I think five, actually the whole backfield jumped off sides. So they became linemen all of a sudden.
So the Barons called for encroachment, and that'll give a free five for the Redskins. Sawyer stays under center now. It's second and three. Ball at the 35-yard line. Straight hand off to Banks, and he'll carry that one across the 40 to about the 44 for a first down, and that'll be Emmanuel's first down of the evening.
Banks starting out. Go for it, Jameer. I think they call him Mir-Mir, if I saw that correctly.
So first and 10 now for the Redskins at their own 43. They'll send Williams split out to the left. One man to the left. And that straight hand off the Banks. He breaks one tackle, gets outside, has a little bit of running room, breaks another tackle. That's a hard-earned 2 or 3 yards he just got, but I'll give it to him. He was breaking tackles there, crossing the 45 to about the 46-yard line. He'll pick up about three on the play, bring up second and seven.
Yeah, they've got him listed as Mir-Mir in the program. And I'm going to talk about that at halftime, the football program that is out. Thank the Moms Club for a nice plug for us. And AM 1530 and 103.3 FM.
Landon goes under center. We're going out of the I formation. Straight handoff is to, I believe that's Gibbs. And he picks up a good 7 yards for a first down. Redskins cross midfield into Gates County territory.
Jeremiah Gibbs with the first down for the Redskins.
The ball marked at the 46 of the Barons. That's another Redskin first down, Hunt.
6:32 remaining first quarter of play. No score in the ball game, but the Redskins are heading towards the red zone.
Two split to the right, one to the left, but go back to the shotgun this time. Gibbs gets it again. He'll pick up about 2 yards, maybe one or two on the play. Just going to give him one, bring up second and nine. I like us better under center, Hunt.
Yeah, I do too.
It seems like everything is gels quicker. It moves quicker. There's no delay in the backfield.
Landon doing another fine job at quarterbacking tonight for the Redskins.
Yeah, I'd love to see him stay under center. I just think our offense seems like it hits the hole quicker.
Yeah.
But they'll stay in the shotgun here. Two split right, one to the left. Sawyer in the shotgun. He's going to look to pass. Going to get rushed. Breaking tackles. He'll get around the end on the out this side towards the home bench. And he'll pick up about 2 yards on the play, but it's going to bring up third and long.
Yeah, he was in trouble, and he scampered around the left-hand side over by the Redskin bench.
Yeah, fortunately, that wasn't a loss of yardage there. Instead, he did a nice job of gaining a couple yards, bringing up a third and seven. Ball at the 43-yard line of the Barons. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. That Landon Miller at quarterback? No, that's Landon Sawyer. Straight handoff to Jaheim up the pipe. It looks like coach is playing for four down territory here. Banks will pick up a good chunk. He'll get just inside the 40 at the 39-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth and three. Kind of a short three, 2.5 to 3 yards, yep. A big play coming up here, probably the first big play of the game for either side. We're at the 4.5 mark. In the first quarter, Sawyer brings a play in from the sideline. See if he goes under center here. I think he will. Yeah, another hard count here would be nice. Nope, it's going to go straight handoff IDI. Banks off the right side. He's got some running room. And he'll pick up a good seven on that one, and he'll get the first down for the Redskins at the 31-yard line. So nice pickup there by Jaheim Banks. But again, Hunt, we're under center. That thing just hits quicker. You know what I mean? And I hope he'll stay with that. Up, going back to the shotgun. Two split left, one right. Two in the backfield. Banks and Gibbs with Sawyer in the backfield. And Gibbs will pick up nothing. He'll get back maybe to the line of scrimmage at best. Bring up second and 10.
Looking over at the sidelines on the Gates County side, we've got the veteran chain crew out there, Michael Davenport, and also former Creef, Coach Creef over there.
So Sawyer goes back under center here, one split right, one to the left, out of the I formation. An offset eye.
Greg Creek. That's who I was trying to think of.
Got a feeling the Redskins might have moved on that one. And they did. Barons were definitely on a blitz there, and the Redskins flinched. And that's going to back them up for a second and about 15. Just under the 3 minute mark here in the first quarter. No score here at Manio. This is one of those drives where you need to get down there and be productive, not just get in the red zone, but we're still about 10 yards away. Get into that, but Redskins go back under center again. Out of the I formation. Uh-oh, ball on the ground. I'm afraid Gates County got that one. Yep. So the first turnover of the evening is done by the Redskins, and that one hurts because they were making a move there, Hunt.
Well, you know, I saw in the Perquimans game that they would shoot themselves in the foot. They would get almost down to the red zone and then get a delay of game and then get backed up. And by the time it was third down, they were on the 50-yard line.
So Gates to take over on their own 38-yard line, first and 10, two split right, two to the left. Quarterback in the shotgun. Snap and hand it off to the left side. The Redskins are stuffing it in the backfield for about a 2-yard loss. I believe that was Sam Cage on that tackle. So second and 10, ball moved back to the 36.
Jeremiah Gibbs, or rather Govan, in the ball game right now. Coach Timmy shifting a few players.
A little different look here by the Bears. A little slot on the left, two split to the right. Straight handoff up the middle. And I believe that was Caleb Noon with the tackle. He almost had to eat him. He hit Caleb right in the stomach. So pickup of very few there. Bring up third and nine for the Bears. Bears sent two out to the left, one to the right. Redskins only running a one deep safety here. He needs to back up just a tad. Looking at a passing down here. Long snap count. Bears running the option to the left. Quarterback's going to keep it. Should get stuffed right there, and he does. Pick up maybe one. So it'll bring up fourth down for Gates County at their own 40-yard line. And I would think they'd have to punt it away here.
I would think so, Kenny, with minute 15 left in the first quarter of play.
You know, last time they punted, Hunt, it was a real bad snap. That thing was shot straight up in the air. Redskins might could put a little pressure here. That happens again. They could be on that one. Hopefully they were paying attention. Noon late getting into the game here. It's another high snap, but there's no pressure from the Redskins. Day's going to take it at about the 32. He's going to get down the Redskins sideline to the 40, the 50. Nobody hit anybody in the back, and we're good. And we didn't, so the Redskins are in Gates County territory. Nice run back there by Zay Williams on the punt return. The Redskins will take over first and 10 at the Gates County 46. So, Hunt, we're in great
field position
here to almost start. It's 41 seconds remaining first quarter. This game tied 0-0. Redskins got to take advantage of this good field position.
Yep.
So special teams, not one of Gates County's attributes tonight with their punt team. We'll sit best out to the left. Another Redskin split out right. Toss sweep left in front of the Redskin bench to Burton, and that'll go nowhere. He'll actually lose yardage on that play. You're going to run the toss sweep. You got to seal that in. If you don't seal that in, it's going to get, most of the time, a loss of yardage. Second and 12. Clock running down. If they're smart, they'll let this one run out.
Yeah, we're
in this first quarter and switch sides of the field. And that's what it looks like is going to take place.
So at the end of the first quarter of play, no score in this ball game as the Redskins had the ball when we come back for the second quarter. After this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to Mania Redskin Football on AM 1530 and 103.3. FM, the score.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Mateo office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at LHM at DareCountyLaw.com.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
I'm Thomas, along with Kenny Meekins, back here in Manio tonight for Manio Redskin football as the second quarter gets underway.
Redskins facing a 2nd-and-12 at their Barron's 49. Sawyer in the shotgun. And we've got a receiver jumping on the far side, and that's Best, I believe.
Another penalty for the Redskins.
Yep. Receiver, all you got to do is look at the football. That's a 5-yard penalty you cannot afford here when you're trying to get that first score and get ahead in this game. We keep making mistakes. Flashing back a little bit to week one, aren't we, huh?
Yep.
Just a tad, so got to eliminate those.
Looks like to me.
We'll bring up about a 2nd and 17. Now the ball's back in Redskin territory at the 46. Two split left, one right, straight hand off the Banks, up the middle. He's breaking tackles and running over people. Had to give it to him. He runs hard when he gets it.
Yeah, he does.
Just got to hold that, secure that football when you get in that crowd. He'll pick up about 7 or 8.
Kenny, coming up at halftime, it's the annual inductees into the Redskin Hall of Fame here at Manio High School. So we'll have the induction taking place at halftime tonight here at Jerry Cahoon Field.
Redskins 3rd and 12 inside the Barons at the 49. Sawyer's looking through, got a man. Oh, I had a man over the middle trying to hit Zay Williams at about the 40-yard line.
Almost intercepted by number 10.
Yeah, almost
counting.
Off the tip. So Redskins will have to punt it away. This is becoming more of a punt fest here, huh?
Yep.
Than what I thought it would be. But, you know, right now we're hanging in there defensively. We just got to find a way to start moving the football. I'd like to see us go into our wing T formation and kind of power it a little bit and see how that works for us. Maybe he's waiting the second half to change that up. Sawyer back to do the punting. Ball's at the 48-yard line of the Red Barons. Sawyer's at the 40 of the Reds. Got to get that away. Nice high-hanging punt. Again, nobody back for the Red Barons, so the punt will go all the way down to the 20-yard line. Kind of shocked that Gates County has nobody to run back a punt. Putting it all on their offense. Get out of a hole down here. This is where a turnover would come up big for the Redskins. We're at the 11:09 mark in the second quarter, 0-0. Gates County backed up on their own 21-yard line.
The sun's finally gone down. So that side of the field, you can see a whole lot better.
Gates County 1st and 10. They'll split two out to the left, one to the right. Quarterback in the shotgun with a single back. Waiting on the snap, going to roll to his left, and that's going nowhere. The Redskins are really penetrating that offensive line of the Red Barons. Give them credit.
Yeah, on the stop was Jared Rhodes.
So that's about a 3-yard loss for the Red Barons. That'll put them behind the 20 at about the 18, 2nd and 13. We can continue getting the pressure in that backfield like that.
Got to hand it to defense. They're playing well tonight.
Same formation for the Red Barons. Takes the handoff up the middle by a quarterback keeper, but he'll barely get back to the original line of scrimmage at the 22, 23-yard lines, bringing up 3rd and 10.
Another great stop.
3rd and 9.
Might give him credit there for extra yard, be 3rd and 9.
Okay.
Little feedback.
Yeah.
So 3rd and 9, the Redskins really need to dial it up here defensively. Get a nice set of field position here again. I thought they moved that time.
Oh.
That ball hit the ground, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe not, but.
I don't know. I thought it hit the ground. And
maybe I'm seeing things, but that looked like it hit the ground. But nobody blew the whistle incomplete, so it's going to bring up 4th down for the Barons. And it looks like they're sending the punt unit out again. So we're in a punt fest here. At this point, we'll take. We just got to find a way to get one in the end zone. So they were facing a fourth and four at their own 28-yard line. Snap over the head would be nice here, and it does, and he just does corral it. Gets it off. Redskins got to get out of the way of that one. But the ball lands in Redskin territory at about the 42-yard line where the Redskins will take over first and 10.
Maybe they'll mark it 43, what do you think?
In between. But the 9:09 mark here in the first half, 0-0. This one going by pretty quick, huh?
Yep. 9:09 left in the second quarter.
It'd be nice to put a drive together, eat up those 9 minutes, put it in the end zone, take it to the half.
First Flight has a non-conference game with Washington County. That's Plymouth over at First Flight High School tonight. And hear that game also on 96.7, the Coast.
Redskins split two right, one to the left. Sawyer stays in the shotgun. Turns, hands it off straight up the middle. Good drive there by the running back. I'm assuming that's Banks carrying the crowd.
We'll give him his forward motion.
Nope, that was Gibbs.
Oh, Gibbs, okay.
Yep, Gibbs with a good 5-yard pickup. I'll bring up second and a long 5, short 6 here. Under 9 minutes now in the first half. This offense is built to eat up yardage and eat up time. And we've got plenty of time at 8.5 minutes to go down and score. We just got to keep moving the chains, stay away from making mistakes here.
Yep.
Or splits right. I think Best went left. Under center. This time Banks off the right side with some big running room. He'll get a first down. He'll cross midfield into Gates County territory at the 47-yard line. First and 10, Manio.
Yep. Banks shot right on through the line and on the right side of the line and picked up great yardage, and it is enough for a Redskin first down.
I wonder if anybody's noticed down there that going under center works quicker. Maybe they're starting to, because it looks like that's what we're doing here. Man split to each side out of the I formation. Sawyer under center. Straight handoff to Gibbs, and he'll mow the crowd down. He's going to pick up another 10, 11 yards. So another Redskin first down. And see, when you run out of that eye under center, that fullback, bam, is quick. And if you got a defensive line that's standing up a lot, they're going to bust that thing open and hit for the end zone here in a minute, because they're breaking, they're getting penetration through the defensive line.
It's working.
And it's happening quick. So I hope they'll stay with this. First and 10, ball now spotted at the 36-yard line, 37 maybe, of the Red Barons. Plenty of time at 7.5 minutes to go down and score. Two split right, one left. We go back to the shotgun. This time fake to Banks, run the trap, and it gets smothered, and I believe the ball's on the ground. Another fumble.
Second turnover, big turnover for the Redskins, and another costly. Here they are marching down the field, getting close to the red zone, and shoot them in the foot.
Wonder if anybody get offended at halftime if I tell them to stay under center. I'd like to try it. Somebody send that word down. Guys, the Red Bears take over on their 40-yard line, first and 10, 7-11 here to go in the first half, two split right, two split to the left. Straight handoff up the middle, and the Redskins are busting that wide open. So that offensive line is not doing a whole lot with the Redskins right now.
No, our defense, you got to hand it to the defense. They're doing
great penetration in that front line. Got a man down for Gates. He's going to hobble his way off. Not going to wait for the trainer. But that doesn't help the cause either. A starting lineman goes down the way we're pounding that line. Give credit to what this defense is doing right now, I can tell you that.
Well, I promise you, Gates County brought everybody in Gatesville tonight. They got enough players, as Andy Griffith used to say, then one got hurt, and they'd run another one in.
So a pickup of one, bring up second 9, ball spotted at the 40 of the Red Barons. Two split right, two to the left. Waiting on the snap. Quarterback's looking the right size. Got a man deep. But it's incomplete, thrown way over top the intended receiver at about the 30-yard line of the Redskins. Nice coverage there by the corner and the safety coming over.
We were watching Gates County before and trying to figure out who was going to quarterback. Was that 15 or 45?
We figured it out, 15.
Okay.
But nice coverage there by Best, the corner, and Burton Bailey coming over from the free safety. Coming up third and nine, same formation for the Barons. Four receiver split. Gonna look to throw again. This time he's got a little slant underneath. Man there, he's gonna pick up some yards. He's got a first down at the midfield, down to the 30 of the Redskins, the 25, all the way down to the Redskins 20. The 21-yard line, and there are no flags on the play. Nice little inside skinny middle screen there by the Barons.
What happened to our defense? Fall asleep?
What we called a jailbreak screen, and that's what that was, and he threw it underneath. They had a lot of running room once he crossed the field and got to the other side. So that's a big pickup for Gates at 6:20 mark at the Redskin 22. Waiting on the snap. Need a turnover here, and I believe we got one. Or not a turnover, but a penalty. I think he's calling encroachment. Like me, the ball was snapped. Nobody knows but the center. I don't know. I'm confused in there. But anyway, maybe he just went across too soon. That's a freebie five, so that's going to put it inside the 20 at about the 17, first and five. Two split right, two left. Low snap. Quarterback in the backfield, and he's breaking tackles. Had a chance to hit him there, and we missed him, and he'll pick up a first down at the 11-yard line. Not quite first and goal, but it'll be first and 10 at the Redskin 11. It'll be a good time for a timeout here. No need in carrying them to the locker room. You got three of them. We haven't used one yet. Barron's going to stay in these four receivers, two each side. Another low snap, and the quarterback's going to lose yardage on that one. So Redskins get a break there. The ball's going to be marked at the 18 or 19-yard line.
Hey, this first half has just flown right by.
So it looks like the Red Barons are going to use their first timeout of the evening.
So with a timeout on the field, we'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
Watch East Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at WanchiseMarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WanchiseMarina.com.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Not quantity. Manio
High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3.
Oh, my gosh. Break up. Oh, that's not a penalty. Come on.
You're on.
Yeah, second and 19, and Gates County throws a deep ball at the end zone, and they call it interference, I believe, on the Redskins, a call which I didn't agree with, as you could tell when we came back on air. But it's called interference by the Redskins. That ball was straight up in the air. I thought he did a nice job of batting it down. But that would be a half the distance through the goal line, but it shouldn't be a first down.
Yeah,
it's going to bring up second and nine, but it gives them half the yardage back.
Timmy, not too happy about that ever on the sideline.
I don't blame him. I wasn't either. That was a good breakup. we had lost coverage on the receiver, but we came back and tried to recover, and I thought batted it down, did a nice job. But as is, it's a second and nine. One split right, two to the left. Need another bad snap here, but nope, straight handoff right side. We'll pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that play. We'll bring up third and five. Ball spotted at the 6-yard line. We're at the 440 mark here in the second quarter, 0-0. So a big couple plays coming up here for the Redskins. Got a third and five here. They can get a first down at the one. Two split to the right, one to the left. One in the backfield with a quarterback for Gates County. Big play coming up, and there's a big opening there for the Barons. I believe he'll score. Nope, he comes up just shy of the end zone, but I believe it's going to be a first down, be first and goal at the, looks like inside the one. So Gates County 1 yard away from pay dirt here to be the first score. He's still got fourth down on the marker. So I'm a little confused here. Yeah, it's now first and goal from the one. Two split right, one left. The only thing that saves us now is a turnover. I believe he got tackled in the back or short of the line, so there'll be no gain on the play there. Bring up second and one for a touchdown. Second and goal from the one. 3:40 remaining here in the first half. We need a slow developing play and get some penetration here in the backfield. One split right, two to the left. Straight handoff up the middle, and he'll get in for the first score of the game. Gates County goes up 6-0.
So with 3:21 remaining in this first half of play, Gates County 6 and the Redskins 0. We'll wait and see what the extra point is, good or not good.
Looks like they're going to go for a two-point conversion here. Try to make it 8. A big play coming up here on the conversion. These can be the difference in a close game, believe me. We'll send two receivers to the right, one to the left. Look for the quarterback to keep here. And he does, off the right side. How come I can't call it? Sure enough, he keeps it for a touch. For a two-point conversion.
So the score at the 3:21 mark, it's the Gates County Barons 8 and your Mania Redskins 0. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Mania Redskin Football on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. The score.
With over 3 decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an impersonal and faraway dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got 2 locations. 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year. Now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Kickoff to the Redskins, I believe, went to Connor Pierce, and he'll pick up about 10 yards on the kick return. Carry the ball to the Redskins 40-yard line, first and 10, 3:13 remaining here in the first half. Redskins trailing 8-0 in their first home game of the season. The difference so far, Hunt's been the 2 turnovers by the Redskins. So a first and 10 here, 1 split right, 1 to the left. Sawyer goes under center out of the I formation. Turns straight handoff to Banks, and he'll get hit in the backfield this time for about a four-yard loss. Bring up second and 14. Make that three-yard loss. So bring up second and 13.
Ken, coming up at halftime, we have the induction into the Manio Redskins Athletic Hall of Fame here at Manio High School. We'll let you know who is being inducted tonight and who's with us tonight to accept their plaque.
So Redskins go back to shotgun, send two right, one to the left. Sawyer's going to run the trap play up front, and that's going nowhere. Handoff was to Oliver Fifield, and he's going to lose another 2 yards. So this, if I was Gates County, I'd be using timeouts here. They've got two left. Looks like they're going to let it count. So another loss of two. That's going to be third and 15 at the 35. So the Redskins going backwards here, just under 2 minutes in the first half. Two split to the right, one to the left. Sawyer's looking to throw. And the ball's going to be tipped away from him. Fortunately, I believe this number 58 there for the Redskins. Gavin Booth falls on the football. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and 15 for the Redskins.
Landon will punt it away.
Excuse me, fourth and longer than that.
Yeah.
Fourth and 20. Fourth and 18. Let's get it right. 1:45 remaining in the first half. The Redskins are going to punt it away. That was the last thing we needed. Last thing we needed there was a three and out. That's what we're going to get. Sawyer punting from his own 30. Got to get it away. He does. Still nobody back for the Red Barons. Need a good hop here. And we get a decent Redskin bounce to the 31-yard line of the Red Barons. Clock will stop at 1:25. And we just need to suck it up on defense here and keep it to an 8-0 ball game, Hunt.
Other games going on around the area. As we told you, First Flight in Washington County. Also, Pasco Tank in Pequimans, Edenton in Rocky Mount, Hertford County in Bertie. And number of schools have the night off. Northeastern, Camden, Currituck all have the night off, that, like the Manio Redskins will have next weekend.
So the Red Barons will take over here with 1:25 remaining in the first half. And Coach Biggie's going to call a timeout here. That'll be his second of the half.
So with a timeout on the field, we'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Manio Redskin Football on your number one source for sports, AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPC. CNFO.com.
Catch the sights and sounds of the Outer Banks on the new Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Pristine beaches, surfing, fishing, kiteboarding, Corolla Wild Horses, the birthplace of flight, the Wright Brothers Memorial, the graveyard of the Atlantic Museum. See the marinas, every lighthouse from Ocracoke to Corolla, and so much more. For the best view of the Outer Banks, turn on the Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Now broadcasting on Roku, Fire TV, or OBXVacay.com. That's OBXVacay.com.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
So we're back here, and Red Barons trying to get greedy with an 8-0 lead at the 120 mark. Drop back to throw, and the Redskins hit the quarterback from behind, and we've got a fumble. The Redskins take over at the Red Baron 30-yard line. First and 10, opportunity here with three timeouts, Hunt, with 120 left, to punch one in the end zone and go in at tied here at the half. Big play there. I'm not sure who came in from behind.
Well, hopefully that'll give the Redskins some momentum and we can punch her right on in.
The Redskins go under center here. Send one right, one left. Got a tight end on the right side going out of the I formation. banks up the middle. We need some type of flea flicker here, something to where we've drawn that defense up. You know, we had a little sweep pass earlier in the season. We ran against Perquimas. It would be a nice time to try to pull that one off.
Yep.
Banks will pick up about 4 yards to bring up second and six, and the Gates County Bears have a man down. So we don't even have to use a timeout here, Hunt. We just need to be ready to go back as soon as he goes off the field. So nice play there by the Redskins defense. Redskins defense has been good tonight, Hunt. We just haven't been able to get a drive going into two turnovers again have been the difference here in the first half.
We mentioned in the first game of the year the head coach, Timmy Charity, but we didn't talk about some of his assistants. And it's good to see some former players of Vandia Redskins out on the field on the sidelines helping out Timmy. And that's Kyle Soles, also Wolfie Schultz, and also we have, who am I missing down there?
Clock's going to run. We should have been set and ready. Clock at 1 minute now and running. Sawyer's going to go under center, one receiver right, one to the left in the I formation. Going to roll back, looking to throw. Got a man over the middle, wide open. Zay Williams at the 10 all the way down to the 5. Redskins need to use some timeouts. They got 3 here. Coach Charity's trying to get one. They're mighty slow giving it, but he gets the first down. I mean, excuse me, the timeout with 44 seconds left. Zay Williams was wide open across the middle on the slant route, and a big pickup there by the Redskins. So we're at a first and looks like first goal, first and goal at about the 6, just outside the 5 with 44 seconds, trailing 8-0, Hunt. Huge play up here. And again, we have that was their first timeout, so we still have 2 timeouts remaining.
That's right, with 44 seconds remaining in this first half of play. Kaz Wheeler was the other assistant coach I couldn't think of right off the bat. And he's been with the program for 2 years.
So a big play coming here, Hunt, at first and goal from at the Gates County 6-yard line. Redskins coming out back onto the field after the timeout. And we don't need to do anything but get straight ahead here. Again, with 2 timeouts remaining, I believe Banks can get that thing with 2 big carries. Please keep him under center, and that's what he does.
Don't let him drop it.
Sawyer's going to stay under center. Got one split out to the right, one to the left. Straight ahead dive by Banks. He's at the 4-3, almost to the 2. He'll be at the 3-yard line. Need to call that second timeout here. Nope, they're going to go 2 plays, go another one real quick. Bring up second and goal from the 3. Same formation. Sawyer goes back under center, 26 seconds. This time, straight ahead by Gibbs, and he's going to get in the end zone for a touchdown. Redskins at 19 seconds here in the first half.
We'll take it.
Now, big play coming up on the conversion. Try to tie this thing up. And we've got a timeout to use if we need to use it. Take our time. We don't have to rush this play.
Nope.
Might not be a bad time to use it. No need to take it to the locker room. See what they set up on defense. He'll keep Sawyer under center.
That's a good thing.
One split right, one left. Got Gibbs and Banks in the backfield. This time, Banks has got it off the left side. He's going to come up short. So the 2-point conversion is no good.
So the score remains with 14 seconds remaining. Gates County 8, Germania Redskins 6. Outer Banks Pest Control for pesticide inspections. Also rodent wildlife removal, mosquito treatment, and even a complete year-round program. You can call 473-1633 or find them online at OuterBanks-PestControl.com. Outer Banks Pest Control, glad to have them back with us again for another year of Manio football with 19 seconds remaining in this first half of play.
Redskins trailing 8-6. Hunt, with the kickoff here, I would think a squib kick would be the thing. Don't give them a chance to run one back.
And we still got that one timeout. Don't forget.
We got 2 left.
Two, okay.
They've still got 1, but I would think Coach Biggie learned his lesson on the last time they had it. He'd probably take a knee and get out of here. But we need to squib this kick and not get it in the air and give anybody a chance to run one back. Kick this thing across the ground, and we'll take this 8-6 deficit to the half and still be in this football game like we were hoping we would be.
Waiting for the officials to signal. Landon getting ready to do the kicking.
Oh, it kicks it in the air down to the 25-yard line. Makes it up the middle. Redskins haven't tackled him yet. Finally get him hold by leg, and it'll be at the 11-second mark. So they'll keep the Barons on their side of the field at about the 37-yard line.
Clock will start once the chain gang gets set.
So good covers there by the kicking unit. We'll see if Coach Biggie's going to take another shot here.
Get greedy.
It looks like he might. Got two split left, one to the right. Waiting on the snap. He's going to hand that one up the middle. A little bit of running room off the right side and be tackled for about a 5-yard gain. That should run it out. And it will.
So at the end of the first half of play, it's Gates County Red Barons leading 8-6 over your Mania Redskins. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Mania Redskin Football on your number one source for sports, AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
When it comes to managing your business, it's important to have the right technology. That's why CMIT works to help businesses. Short for Completely Managed Information Technology, CMIT offers everything a business needs. Their services include tech support, computer and server security, cloud backup, secure Wi-Fi, business phones, and more. With CMIT's help, your technology will stay up and running. For more information, go to CMITSolutions.com. That's CMITSolutions.com.
Catch the sights and sounds of the Outer Banks on the new Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Pristine beaches, surfing, fishing, kiteboarding, Corolla Wild Horses, the birthplace of flight, the Wright Brothers Memorial, the graveyard of the Atlantic Museum. See the marinas, every lighthouse from Ocracoke to Corolla, and so much more. For the best view of the Outer Banks, turn on the Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Now broadcasting on Roku, Fire TV, or obxvacay.com. That's obxvacay.com.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at obpcinfo.com.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Mateo office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Mania High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
We'd also like to recognize and thank those of importance on the field with us tonight. We have Kenny Board of Education, Mr. Jason.
I'm Thomas, along with Kenny Meekins, back here in Mania tonight with our halftime score. Gates County 8 and your Mania Redskins 6. And we have the Hall of Fame getting ready to get underway in just few minutes. Some five members will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. We'll give you the Hall of Fame inductees and a little bit about them. Of course, the Hall of Fame started in 2017, and also out there with the inductees to present them their plaque is Dare County Board of Education Chairman David Twitty, Superintendent of Dare County Schools, Mr. Steve Bassknight, and Principal of Manio High School, John Luciano. Coach Stu Serine, our first inductee. Stu, while he was at Mateo, he coached wrestling, cross country, softball, spent time as the athletic director, also served as an athletic trainer for the school, and he started the volleyball program at Mateo back in 1988. Under Coach Serine, volleyball program won 8 conference titles, and in 2003, he led them to the 3A state championship. He also spent time coaching volleyball at First Flight when the two schools split. He finished with an overall head coaching record, 337-86. In 2022, he returned to Mateo to help out his former player, Heather Daniels-Sikowski, with the MHS volleyball program. So congratulations to Coach Stu Serine. Also, another inductee, Coach Bud Hendricks. Coach Hendricks came to Mateo, and he led Mateo to 7 conference titles, 2 Final Four programs, and basketball. Also, while winning 464 games overall at Mateo, in his 2004 and 2009, he was named the District Coach of the Year and spent time coaching at the Dominican Republic. And also, prior to coming to Mateo, Coach Hendricks was the District Coach of the Year 3 times in the state of Missouri. And he also, in golf, has led the Mateo program in 2 team conference championships. And he also served in the United States Army. So, Coach Bud Hendricks. Also, another inductee, George Ackles. And George, when he was unable to attend tonight, but on behalf of his coach in 1986, men's basketball team coach Dan Corbin accepting the honor tonight for George Ackles. And final inductee tonight is Larry Tolley. And Larry, in wrestling at Mateo, he won the 1994 2A state championship at the 171-pound level, and he was also in 1994 wrestling regional champion. In 95, he finished second in the state of North Carolina and was regional runner-up. He also reached All-American status during his time here at Mateo, and in 93 and 94, Athlete of the Year. He went on to play football at Meredith University. And also, another inductee is Darna Rule. And Darna played volleyball, basketball, and softball while here at Mateo. She went on to attend Barton College. And in softball at Barton, she started every game during her 4-year career. She was also an all-conference performer in volleyball. She returned to Mateo, where she spent 25 years as a teacher and athletic trainer. She was the certified athletic trainer and the first licensed and certified athletic trainer in northeastern North Carolina. She spent many years looking out for the health and safety of our student athletes here at Mateo. And in 2016 was selected as the athletic trainer for the 80th Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas. Darna Rule graduated in the class of 89. So congratulations to all these inductees tonight into the Mateo High School Redskin Athletic Hall of Fame. Other games going on tonight, we'll try to get you some scores. First Flight in Washington, Pasquotank in Pequimans, Edenton in Rocky Mount, Hertford County in Bertie, Northeastern, Camden, Currituck all have the night off tonight. When we come back, we'll talk more sports and action coming up this weekend in college football. Right here, after this 4-minute timeout, you're listening to AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, the number one source for sports, The Score.
With over three decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an impersonal and faraway dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their three-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPC. Info.com.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Their ISA-certified arborists specialize in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at AlbemarleLandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at WancheseMarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WancheseMarina.com.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
I'm Thomas, along with Kenny Meekins, back here at Jerry Calhoun Field on a Friday night of football. Redskins down 8-6 over the Gates County Red Barons. Kenny, let's talk about the first half.
Yeah, I mean, we said Manio needs to keep it close. They've done that, 8-6. We just had the two turnovers, I think, were really the difference in this football game. If Manio don't have those two turnovers, I believe we go down and score at least one of those, and we'd be going in with the lead here at the half. But as it is, we're down 8-6. But you know what? We just got to continue to play defense like we have. I thought it was tremendous defensive effort in the first half.
Yes, it was.
I mean, we're making big gains in the backfield. We're penetrating their line, and the secondary's done a nice job on pass coverage, other than the one little quick inside screen they had that shot across field, got them down in scoring position, and that's how they got their 8. In the first quarter, it was no score. In the second quarter, they scored with 3:21 to go with a one-yard run to make it 8-0, and the Redskins scored with 19 seconds left to make it 8-6. Gibbs with a three-yard run for a TD there. So that's our only scoring here in the first half. And, again, if we can come out, stop them on defense right out of the gate, get good field position, go down and score. We had the momentum going in at the half.
Yeah.
We just got to pick up on that and take care of that in through the third quarter, and I think we'll be okay. We avoid turnovers in the second half. I think we win this football game, but that's something we've got to do. We cannot continue putting the ball on the ground. And we talked about it. Go under center. We look so much crisper on offense with our quarterback under center versus sitting in the shotgun. I know Coach Timmy doesn't like to throw out of being under center, but we're not throwing that much anyway. So get that man under center. Let's keep that offense crisp like it was when Landon's there, and I think we can take this second half and run with it.
Yep, take it to the bank.
Yeah, I see some great things on defense. We just got to get the offense under. Like I said, the two turnovers were the difference.
Coming up this week at Manio High School, it all starts tomorrow as Emily DiNoto and her cross-country team will be traveling to Rocky Mount for the Knights Invitational. On Monday, it's boys JV and varsity soccer at Washington. And then on Tuesday, women's tennis at Northeastern and volleyball at Pascotank. And the women's tennis team and volleyball team are both helping out Tim Willis in the concession stand tonight. So I know Tim's glad to have some help in there. Also, the men's soccer is at Catholic Virginia on Wednesday. Women's tennis, home with Gates County. Volleyball is home with Neat. And cross-country will be at Currituck at the Maple Park. And JV boys soccer will be home with Madam Mesquite. And then Thursday, Kenny will be at Manio High School for the home volleyball game.
I don't know if I have that game or not.
With Northeastern.
I have not been assigned that game yet.
Huh? Okay, well, you won't see me because I'm going to be somewhere else serving up barbecue. JV football is going to be at First Flight next Thursday night. And then next Friday night, Kenny and I and the football team are going to take the night off. How's that?
That sounds good, huh?
You know, I mean, we've had two games, and now we come back home, and then we're going to disappear for a week.
I won't be with you again until the First Flight game, I don't believe.
That's right.
Because we're off next week, and then I'm going the following week. And then I think we have First Flight the week after that.
That's right.
Is that over there?
Yeah. No, that's here.
That's here. So we'll be here. That'll be my next game with you. So you got to find a partner here for the Edenton game.
I've got a couple of toss-ups. Either Zach Alexander, who helped you on last Friday night, or either Chad Leary.
There you go.
Problem is, Chad's driving the bus Saturday morning. They're leaving at 5 a.m.
Ooh. I think the Redskins volleyball team had a big win yesterday. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes,
I don't know if
you mentioned that.
Big win over Currituck yesterday, so they're still in the top three in that in the division, of course, in the conference right now. So
one of the top volleyball players, Kelly Cook, she's down there helping athletic trainer Amber Seymour tonight.
And we've got a big football game on tap tonight.
That's what I was going to ask you. The NFL action with Green Bay and Philadelphia. You got a score for the meeting?
No, they start at 8:15, so they're not underway yet. They're still about 7 minutes from kickoff, but that's being played in Brazil.
Yeah.
I can't figure that one out, but
I'm guessing it would be daylight over there.
Never known of any Brazilian football, so I guess they wanted to introduce them to some pro football.
Mr. Kenny, let me do something here.
So they're going to start at 8:15. I got some baseball scores here.
Let me run down the college games coming up tomorrow. You got Georgia Tech and Syracuse at noon, UNC and UNC Charlotte at 3:30, Virginia Tech and Marshall at 4:30, University of Miami and Florida A&M at 6. Wake Forest plays Virginia tomorrow night at 7. NC State and Tennessee, that's a primetime game, 7:30 tomorrow night. And Appalachian State and Clemson at 8 o'clock.
They got one college game going on right now.
All right. You do that, and I'll do what I'm doing.
Yep, BYU with SMU. SMU now an ACC team. So BYU is up 7-3 in the second quarter. So there's the Mustangs trailing by 4 against Brigham Young.
Okay, keep doing what you're doing.
Some other college football scores here. Indiana over Western Illinois, 35-0. That was in the second quarter. And at 9 o'clock tonight, you have Duke and Northwestern. So you can get home and either watch a little pro football, or you can get home tonight and watch a little Duke-Northwestern. And then, of course, the Major League Baseball schedule is underway. We've got all kinds of scores coming in here. Reds and Mets, 2-2 in the fifth. Rockies up over the Brewers, 3-2 in the eighth. We got Rays and Orioles going at it tonight. They're 0-0 in the fifth. We got the White Sox over the Red Sox, 1-0 in the fourth. Phillies up on the Marlins, 7-0. Braves up on the Blue Jays, 3-0. Angels and Rangers are tied at zero in the first. They're just underway, and the Twins and Royals are just underway. In an earlier game today, the Yankees beat the Cubs 3-0.
Okay, you were talking about Brazil?
Yep.
Here's the interesting thing. You know, with Paris Olympics, there were, what, about 5-6 hours difference in time. And Boa Vista, Brazil, it's 8:10 p.m.
Gotcha. So it will be a night.
It will be a night game.
So we've got all kinds of stuff going underway tonight. A couple of football games in high school course that are...
We're going to see if we can get
Have you gotten any scores on?
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can get a score from Bob over at First Flight tonight. Unless Curtis has got one for me. But anyway, we will take a four-minute timeout. Actually, we'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get the second half underway here in Manteo tonight, where it's the Gates County Red Barons 8 and your Manteo Redskins 6 here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
With over three decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an personal and far away dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manteo, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their three-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at WancheseMarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WancheseMarina.com.
Manteo High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
As far as getting in the backfield and causing them some problems, and it's just the offense got to get a little sharper. Once that happens, I think you'll see us take a lead in this game and maybe chalk up a victory, huh? We'll see. We need this one. This could be a real big victory for us early in the year.
Then it would. And, of course, the Redskins, as I mentioned earlier, will have next Friday night off. And then they come back. They'll be right here with Edenton on the 20th game. Kenny won't be back with me, but we'll be back for the First Flight game the following week. A couple of things that you can check out here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. Understand from what, if all goes well, you can listen to a rebroadcast of tonight's ball game at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So football players for the Manteo Redskins, if you want to listen and find out what Kenny and I said about you, then mamas and daddies can get them to tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Also, you can listen to the Dan Patrick Show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon, right here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, and also online, always, at 1530wobx.com. And also, we mentioned the First Flight Nighthawks, still waiting on a score on that one. So hopefully Bob over there will send me a score. I sent him the Manteo score. So we'll just wait and see, Kenny.
All right, so we're set to kick off here, Hunt, with Redskins won the toss in the first half and elected to receive. So they'll be kicking here to the Red Bears. And Alex Wilson does our place kicking for us. And he's set to go, and the officials have blown the whistle, and we're underway, folks, for the second half. Redskins trailing 8-6. Ball taken at the 15-yard line. Redskins up the middle. Got to make a tackle there, and they do it about the 35. So good power drive tackle there, and don't need to get any extracurricular activity there, that's for sure. Jerry Frazier with a little extra shove at the end, but no flag on the play, and bring up first and 10 for the Gates County Red Barons, taking over their own 35-yard line. So this first series, Hunt plays big.
Yep.
Right out of the gate. Barron's going to stay with what they've been doing, stay in the shotgun, two receivers split right, two to the left. Redskins going to continue with what they're in their defense with a four-man front. Waiting on the snap. Straight handoff up the middle. He'll break out to the right side, and he'll go nowhere. The Redskins meet him at the line of scrimmage. That ball will stay at the 35-yard line for no gain. Bring up second and 10.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Kenny, that defense is right back as we start the second half here, doing what they were so good at in the first half.
Yeah, nice tackle there by David Fisher on the outside to keep that containment.
Don't forget, we've got the Island Insurance Agency player of the game and the drive of the game tonight.
Gates County will stay with their full receiver wide. Back in the shotgun, second 10, up the middle, and the Redskins stuff it again. So whatever they've been doing, they just need to keep doing it. Again, no gain. So that's two plays for Gates County, and they haven't gained a yard yet, so it'll bring up third and 10.
Yeah, Kenny, you got to watch out for the drive of the game, and I'll kind of keep a watch on the Island Insurance Agency player of the game. Thank both Kelly's Automotive for the drive of the game each week.
So on third and 10, Gates County probably will drop back to throw. Fake keep quarterback keeper off the left side, and he'll get tackled up. He'll get tackled by a host of Redskins, but the first one to hit him there was number four, Clayton Orr. So the Barons come out and gain 0 yards on their first three plays from scrimmage and bring up fourth and 10. So great stand, like we said, going in, Hunt.
Yep.
They needed to come out and stuff them on the first series and get the ball and take it down and drive. And I think you'll see a little deflation over there on that sideline. Let's see if we can put one together. How about one of those snaps over the punter's head would be great.
Yep.
I love trying to talk that into the ball sometimes. Back deep for the Redskins. That's a low line shot to, I believe that was to Burton Bailey, and he'll take it at the 40, but he only get about 5 yards on that punt return before he's hit and spun around at the Redskin 45, but still pretty good field position, Hunt, almost midfield here for the Redskins to start this first drive of the second half.
Yeah, we'll take it. Can't complain.
Just underway here in the second half, Redskins trailing 8-6 at a first and 10 at their own 45. Leader's a flag on the play, so we're going to lose. We're going to lose 10 on that one. It's going to the 35. So not as good a field position as we initially thought. First and 10, risk in 35. Again, Sawyer is going to go under center. We'll go out of the I formation. One split to the left, one right. Straight dive up the middle to Jaheim, and he'll banks to take it for about a 2-yard pickup. Bring up second and 8. All spotted at the 37-yard line. Somebody's got to get that lead block when you run that power eye.
Yep.
Or that eye formation powered up in there.
At least they're
it's got Gibbs in the backfield with Banks. Or he goes under center again. Straight up the pipe to Gibbs. He'll pick up about 3 on the yard, bring up 3rd and 5.
Markable.
So that's a manageable situation here on 3rd and 5.
I'm just so glad that Landon's staying behind center.
Yeah, let's hope that continues. Never know what's going to take place here on the 3rd and 5. This is kind of a one of those mid-range play calls here.
Need a kind of a flea flicker type pass.
Clock running pretty quick here at 8:40. Two split to the right, one left. Where he goes back to the shotgun. This time he's looking to throw. Got a man over the middle. Almost picked off, but it was a low throw. Nobody there. Didn't really have much time for that play to develop. They were kind of on him pretty quick. But so it falls incomplete to bring up 4th and 5, and Sawyer will probably go back to punt here. Ball spotted at their own 40.
Yeah, it looks like Landon's going back up a little bit and get ready to punt that
again,
one.
Again, Gates County doesn't care about returning punts. They're just going to put pressure on the punter. They don't have anybody back deep.
No.
Which really helps us if he can get one off. He's got to get a quick snap where he can really get that thing out of there. They've been close to blocking it a couple times. And they almost got it again. But he'll get a good kick and get it away. And it a stop just outside the 30 to the 31 of the Red Barons. So a punt of about 25, 30 yards. And that came close to getting blocked.
Yeah, Kenny, you were talking about nobody in the back for Gates County. Only person standing out there all by himself was the back judge.
Yep. I guess they don't trust their punt catcher. Punt return man must have trouble holding the ball.
Maybe so.
Gates County coming out here, 1st and 10 at their own 30. Looks like he's going to run trips right. So he's got three receivers split over there to the right, one here to the left on the short side of the field. Wide side, there's three receivers. Quarterback in the shotgun for the Red Barons. He's going to keep himself off the left side. Big opening there. And missed tackle by the Redskins. Quarterback taking down the sideline. Pick up big yardage all the way inside Redskins territory at about the 43-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, Gates County.
Yeah, around that left-hand side, and it was open daylight.
First big carry for him tonight from that quarterback position. The last thing the Redskins can afford here is give up a quick touchdown to Gates County. They're going to stay with this spread formation, three wide right, one left, kind of get some of those guys out of that secondary. So the same formation this time, straight handoff up the middle, and the Red Barons have found a little something with a seam here. That's two big pickups. They'll pick up about 7 or 8 on that one. Bring up 2nd and 3.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, they could have driven a Mack truck through there. I mean,
yeah, that's two big holes
too,
I've seen.
Too wide.
Well, he spread them out over there, so he's taking up an extra defender on the wide side over there with the three receivers. So it pulls a linebacker off, and that's leaving room here. On 2nd and 3 at the Redskin 35, shotgun. Ball's on the ground for a short time. Had the quarterback in the backfield, missed the tackle. Finally get him down to 30, not before he picks up a first down. That was a big tackle we missed right there in the backfield. It could have been a loss of yardage. Instead, turns out to be positive and a first down for Gates County.
Yep.
Ball spotted inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Gates County up 8-6. Again, they're staying with this three wide, one to the left, three split right. Quarterback in the shotgun. Looking to roll, throw to his right, and he's got a man there, but that was not a wise pass play there. Redskins had that sniffed out. They were all over it. That was a slow-developing pass pattern, believe me. Clock stops at 6:34 for the incomplete pass. Bring up 2nd and 10.
.634 remaining in the third quarter of play. The Gates County Barons 8 and the Redskins 6 here in tonight's ball game at Cherry Cahoon Field.
Gates County has stayed with the trips to the right, one receiver to the left. quarterback keeper again. This time he'll only pick up about two, takes the handoff, keeps himself, pick up maybe a yard or two at most. Actually, he's back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be third and 10. So two big plays coming out. I would assume this is four down territory here for Gates County inside the Redskins 30-yard line. We'll stay with this same formation. I bet he throws here. Yep, drops back, looks wide right. He's got a man there, and it's caught for a first down at about the 17-yard line of the Redskins.
Did he get the first down?
He did.
Okay, yep, he did.
So that one really hurts right there because we kind of had him on the ropes on a third and 10.
Michael Davenport and crew.
But a nice pass, nice jump and catch there by the receiver for Gates County.
We'll move the chains, 10 more yards.
All spotted at the 16 of the Redskins, first and 10. Same formation. Redskins got to bring some pressure here. Got to break this up in the backfield quick. And the ball's on the ground.
Oh.
Quarterback picks it up. They've had a lot of problems with that exchange tonight in that shotgun formation. So that would be a big loss of about 7 yards.
Yeah, it's going to knock it back to, what, 12-yard line? Or no.
Gets them back to the 23, 24-yard line. So that's a big loss of about 7 yards. Bring up second, 17. This time they'll go two right, two spread to the left. Quarterback's looking to throw again. He's running that skinny screen again underneath, but that's going to fall incomplete. The Redskins hold them there for a third and 17, 4:55 remaining in the third quarter. Redskins trailing 8-6. Two big plays coming up here because you're in four down territory, no doubt. Can't get caught up in man coverage here. Need to keep somebody underneath. Redskins sitting with one safety here. Two split right, two left for Gates County. High snap, turn handed off in the backfield, but it's going to be a loss of another 3 yards. That's going to bring up about a fourth and 20.
4:45 remaining, third quarter of play. Gates County 88, and your Redskins 6.
The Redskins force a fourth down here. Big play coming up for them on defense. And I think Coach Biggie's going to call timeout here. He needs to dial up something big himself.
So with a timeout on the field, with Gates County leading 8-6, so your Redskins, with 4:28 remaining, will take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Mania Redskin Football on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. The score.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPCinfo.com.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. They're ISA-certified arborists specialize in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at AlbemarleLandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
20 here. Third quarter, deep drop by the quarterback. He's throwing that one way down in the end zone. Redskins break it up, I believe. I hope. Or did he catch it? You gotta be kidding me. So it looks like it's a completed pass all the way down to the 2-yard line of the Redskins. That was just tossed up for grabs.
Yeah.
Gates County just won the jump ball. That's a backbreaker right there for the Redskins because they had them 4th and 20. Just got to knock that one down. So they're first and goal now at the 2.
That wasn't a score.
Nope. 2 split left, 1 to the right. We're back in the shotgun. I think he's going to keep us out now as a turnover, or that ain't going to happen. He waltzes in for a touchdown, and the Gates County goes up 14-6.
So we'll wait for the PT. So 3:54 remaining in the third. It is now 14-6. And they're going to go for 2, as we figured. Saving grace would be if the Redskins can stop them on this.
2 split left, 1 right. 2-point conversion, dialed up, high snap. They had him stop. And I think he is, nope, he got in, so the ball crossed the goal line. That's going to make it 16-6.
So 3:54 remaining in the third quarter of play. It's now 16, Gates County 16, your Redskins 6, here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. The score. We'll take a 1 minute break.
With over 3 decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with the neighbor rather than an impersonal and faraway dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got 2 locations. 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year. Now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Redskins come back here after the score by Gates County. Gates County kicks off at Redskins. Redskins bring the ball from the 22 to 30 on the kick return. Pickup of 10. It'll be first and 10 Manio at their own 30-yard line.
They got 3:46 remaining in this third quarter of play. And the good thing is they have the ball, but they are well in their own territory.
Redskins got to pick up something here before this, at least early in the fourth quarter, and make this a close game. Not out of the realm, just made a big mistake down there. All they had to do is bat the ball down, and Gates County out-jumped us on the pass play, and that turns out to be a big one. So first and 10 at the Redskins, 32. Sawyer goes under center. Straight handoff to Banks. He's trying to pick his spot, and he finds a little bit of running room. And he'll pick up about 3 yards, bring up second and 7. So Jaheim, again, carrying the load this week. He and Gibbs. Gibbs getting a lot of carries here tonight also. Ball now spotted at the 35. Two receivers, one left, one to the right, under center. And this time Gibbs is only going to pick up about a yard straight ahead behind the center. And it's going to bring up 3rd and 6. So 3rd and 6 here, the Redskins can ill afford to go 3 and out again. I've got to try to find a way to get this first down. Even if they could get to a 4th and 1, I think he'd have to go for it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
2:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Redskins have sent 2 receivers out left, 1 to the right. Sawyer goes into the shotgun. This time hands it off to Banks off the left side. He's not going to get close. Going to bring up there's a 15-yarder. Thank you. That's a help. So that play was all but over, and the kid for Gates County comes in and piles on in the back and gives us a 15-yarder there, which we had no chance of a first down.
Nope.
And that's a big pickup for the Redskins. There's a penalty you just can ill afford by Gates County, but we appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So 15-yarder will mark it off for the Redskins. That get them close to midfield. Just inside, well, actually inside of Gates County territory at the 47-yard line. First and 10, Manio. That's a big 15-yarder. And they had it stuffed for a fourth down for the Redskins. Now it's first and 10 at the Bears 47. So, Hunt, if we could score real quick here, we're still in this thing.
Yes, we are.
Only down 10 points. Sawyer goes back under center out of the I formation, straight handoff. That one comes off slow. He and Banks kind of ran together back there, and there was no running room. Feel like we could hit off tackle a little bit now. We've got them so inclined to everything running between the guards. You could run a little double dive off tackle or something. I feel like with nothing else, Landon just fake it and get up in there behind him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's big and strong enough. He could pick up some yardage.
Well, that's it. You know, like we've said for years, whittle away.
It's only about a 2-yard pickup there by Banks. Brings up second and 8 at the 46 of Gates County. Redskins have sent two out to the left, one to the right. Sawyer in the shotgun. Turns, hands it off to Gibbs off the left side. He spins and turns and gets gang tackled, but he'll pick up about 3 yards, bring up a third and about 6.
Yeah, we need a good Jameer run right now.
Actually, it'll give him a decent spot, make it 3rd and 5. Ball now at the 43 of Gates County. We're in 4-down territory here. Clock under 1 minute here in the third quarter. This time, Sawyer will stay in the shotgun. Got a score here from First Flight. That one did not develop well at all. Ball was intended to hand off to Fifield, and not sure who fell on it. We've got a fumble in the backfield. I think Redskins back on it. It's going to bring up 4th down. So very fortunate we didn't lose it there, but it's going to be 4th and loss of yardage there. So it'll be 4th and 9 now.
What you got?
Score First Flight 12, Washington County 0. They're about halfway through the third quarter. So after the big help by Gates County on the 15-yarder, Redskins don't take advantage of it. That's the end of the third quarter.
So at the end of the third quarter, it's Gates County 16 and your Manio Redskins 6. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Manio Redskins football on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at obpcinfo.com.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Go ahead.
So to start the fourth quarter here, Redskins go back to punt, and been seeing it was real close all night, Hunt, and the Bears blocked the punt and pick it up and run it in for six. So now they're up 22-6, and we've been seeing it real close about to happen.
Yep.
All night long they were about to block that punt. This time they did. It was like, you know what, coming through a goose, and it just wasn't good. A lot of things got to be fixed on that punt team. I can promise you that's going to happen quite a bit. So the Bears line up for the two-point conversion. Send out four receivers. Quarterback in the shotgun. He turns, hands it straight up the middle. Redskins, I believe, are going to stuff that for no two-point conversion. Score will hold at 22-6.
Gives us an opportunity to tell you that tonight, after tonight's game, we'll be announcing the Kelly's Automotive Redskin Drive of the Game. Kelly's Automotive, located Highway 64 in Mateo. And if you're looking to buy a car, truck, and come to Kelly's Automotive with a large selection to choose from, right on the spot, they have a great selection of cars. And Kelly's open Monday through Friday, 9 until 6, and Saturday by appointment. So give them a call, 473-3807, or better yet, stop by the lot, Kelly's Automotive, Highway 64 in Mateo. Juan Cheese Marina and Landing Grill, full service marina, and fabulous restaurant too with great lunch and specials. And they also serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner located on Mill Landing Road in Juan Cheese. Or you can find them to place an order at JuanCheeseMarina.com. Don't forget you can hear a rebroadcast of tonight's game, a replay, beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM.
So after the the block punt, it's 22-6, 11:50 to go in this game. Redskins now trailing and got a lot of work to do to try to get back in this one. It's not out of the question, but got to eliminate the mistakes. What was that offsides on the gates? Kickoff to the 25. Burton Bailey will take it, and he'll get tackled at about the 30-yard line. Bring up first and 10, Mateo, at their own 30.
Yep.
So too many mistakes being made. I saw, like we said earlier, we saw that punt team was struggling, and we were afraid it was going to get blocked. And sure enough, it came at an inopportune time, and Gates County picks it up and walks it into the end zone. And that's where we stand now at 22-6. Been all Gates County the second half. Redskins look like they've lost a little pep in their step on offense. Got to get out there. Got to get a little more energy here.
Yep.
Try to make something happen. Backed up on their own 30. We've had no outside running game at all. It's all been between the tackles tonight. Hit one big pass play to Zay Williams earlier in the game. One receiver right, two split to the left. Sawyer shotgun, hands it straight up the middle. Just want to go to Gibbs for a pickup of about 2 yards. The Redskins now at the 32-yard line, second and 8, and the clock is running. Not a friend of the Redskins right now, is that?
No, especially when you're down 22-6.
Yeah, the game clock working against you now. Williams split out to the right. Warren Best split to the left. Sawyer stays in the shotgun. This time he's going to hand off to Jameer off the left side. He's going pick and spin and break a tackle or two, but it's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, you said something earlier, Kenny. I mean, they've just looked like they've just lost a pep in the step.
Yep. This when you're facing 3rd and 5s, that's tough. You need to have 3rd and 2s, 3rd and 3s. Then you got an opportunity to run 4 downs. But when you're on the back side of the chains there, that's not good. 3rd and 5. 4 splits right. 1 man split left. Sawyer goes back under shotgun. We got a hard count, and Gates jumps off sides. That'll help the cause and get us real close to a Redskin first down. If not, it'll be like a third and one or inside 1 yard. See how they mark this off. I would think it started at the 30. You get to the 40, it should be first down. And it is first and 10, Manio. So Manio now on the 40-yard line of Gates County.
9:54 remaining in this ball game tonight.
So that got help on the hard count, getting the first down, or goes out right. Straight handoff up the middle again by Gibbs. Nice hit, spin. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the play. Bring up second and six.
Yeah. I knew he had more than just 1 or 2 yards.
He's a good-looking young man for a freshman, I can tell you that.
Alrighty. So, 9-11 remaining. Again, next weekend, the Redskins will have the night off. Kenny and I will have the night off, too.
Williams and Orr go right. Best and Wazell go left. Sawyer in the shotgun. Man underneath in motion. Straight handoff to Banks, and he'll take it up for about a – he's still pushing the crowd, but they can't get him down, but it's not before he'll only pick up about a yard. Bring up a third and five. Ball spotted at the 45 of the Redskins.
Next weekend, with the Redskins off on Friday night, you can listen to, if you would choose to, Bob Waters and over on 96.7 The Coast. He'll have the first flight game. Not sure exactly who they're playing next week, but you can hear that game.
So William split left, or split to the right, best to the left. And the Gates County Bears jump offside again and help the Redskins pick up another first down. So whatever that hard count is, Landon's got them getting it done, and they're jumping offside. So it'll be another first down, a freebie for the Redskins. That'll put them right at midfield at the 50-yard line, first and 10.
You know, I almost hate to say, but these offsides and moving the ball may be our drive of the night.
Yeah.
Seems to be moving more than the guys are moving it.
So first and 10 at midfield. Redskins go under center again with Sawyer. Offset eye. Here they come on the blitz. When you blitz like that, it should leave an opening. And that was just a small crease. And Burton Bailey picks up about 3 yards on the play, bring up second and 7.
7:27 remaining in the ball game. Gates County up 22-6 over our Redskins here at Jerry Cahoon Field tonight.
Ball now inside the Gates County territory at the 47. Clock working against us now, Hunt. We're getting down to 7 minutes, down 22-6. A long drive here is really a disadvantage unless you can use a lot up and then get onside kick. We'll send a four wide here, two right, one left, man motion underneath. Landon's got a man going to middle screen, and it's tipped up, but incomplete. Did he catch that?
It looked like it.
I think he did. I thought it hit the ground.
Nope.
Right idea. I like the middle screen call, but somebody didn't take that guy out. Had one man there, and we didn't get the pass to him. And so that will be picked off on the tip pass by the Red Bears at the 6:45 mark. And that's, I believe, turnover number four for the Redskins. So turnover margin being the difference in this game tonight. Redskins go back on defense. Bears one right, two split left. They'll be happy just running clock at this point.
Yep.
Straight handoff up the middle. 58 is like Wilson and who else there? Huh? Like Sam Cage. Sure Manio getting some guys in now too on defense. Bring up a 3rd and 20. Matter of time now. 1:55 remaining in this game. Then all Gates County in the second half. High snap, handoff to the right side, and that's Jerry Frazier, I believe, with the tackle there. Not after Gates County picks up about three, bring up fourth and 18.
Redskins will have next Friday night off, and then they come back the following Friday, the 20th of September, and they'll have the Eden Aces as they begin conference play in the Northeastern Coastal Conference. So, didn't get any easier, Kenny.
Kind of shocked at Gates County punting here. That one's got me confused. They're inside of Redskin territory. Manio having personnel problems, so they'll have to call a timeout. I'm just kind of shocked that Gates County's punting here.
Yeah. Also, Lighthouse Automotive, a 305-star review online. Customer service is their top priority. Lighthouse Automotive, two locations on Highway 345 and one on the way to Juan Cheese and Highway 64 in Manio. And you can go by and David Light and his wife will fix you up and then also get your car or truck tuned up and already back on the road. So stop by and see David at Lighthouse Automotive. Also, Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service offering crane service as well. They'll pick it up and put it down. Hot tubs, trusses, building supplies, and much more. Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call them at 256-1883. And Outer Banks Pest Control, whether it's for another year.
So the Redskins received the punt. 24, Kai McGilvery takes the punt. Should have let that one roll in the end zone, but he takes it at the about the 5 and only picks up about a yard or two. The Redskins will be first and 10 at their own 7.
And yeah, they're deep in their own territory, yep, too.
Well, 6-yard line, actually. So with 56 seconds remaining, it looks like about 2 plays, and this one will be over. So like you said, next week we're off. Week after that, we got Edenton at home. Is that correct?
Yep. Edenton home's at home.
And then you got first flight at home the following week.
And the Marlin Bowl. Redskins came away with the win last year with the Marlin Bowl.
Redskins now at the 6-yard line. Sawyer goes under center. Formation, straight handoff to, and there's a fumble. He's got to get out of the end zone, and he barely does, I think, to the 1-foot line. Best thing he can do is get under and quarterback sneak it at this point. Not, you're going to end up with a safety.
Yeah, he is.
That should, if he marks to start play here, that should be the last play. Be sure they don't want to run another play here. Ball backed up on the 1-foot line of the Redskins. They just did get that out of the end zone. And I think this game is in the books, huh?
Yep. 10 seconds remaining. And Gates County will win tonight's ball game by a score of 28-6 over your Manio Redskins. Kenny and I will be back with a couple of things for you. The Island Insurance Agency player of the game, as well as the Kelly's Automotive drive of the game. All coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Manio Redskin football on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.
With over 3 decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an personal and far away dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got 2 locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Juan Cheese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs,
find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Hi, Thomas, along with Kenny Meekins, as the Gates County Red Barons win this one tonight over our Manio Redskins by a score of 28-6 here in front of the home crowd on their home opener tonight. Kenny?
Yeah, it was all second half, was all Gate County, huh? We went in 8-6 at half and thought we were really sitting pretty good. And second half was all Gates County. We came out, made too many mistakes, too many turnovers. I think I counted 4 to 5 turnovers. And that was the difference in the football game tonight for Gates County, where Manio just turns it over.
And, Kenny, we've got a couple of honors to do tonight before we head off to Redskin land. That's the Kelly's Automotive drive of the game tonight.
Yeah, drive of the game, I would say, was the pass from Landon Sawyer to Zay Williams that set us up for a big pass play across the middle for about 20 yards and set us up for the first touchdown for the Redskins of the night and first and only touchdown of the night. So that would be our drive of the game.
Okay, only score by Mr. Zay Williams.
Well, no, he didn't score. That was just the drive.
Drive. Okay.
That was the drive. The score ended up being.
But it set up the score.
Yeah, Gibbs followed it up with a 3-yard run for a touchdown.
All right, your Island Insurance Agency player of the game goes to none other. I know there's somebody in Rocky Mountain going to like this one. Gavin Booth. Gavin Booth, our player of the game tonight defensively. Gavin had some great stops, great defensive moves, and is our player of the game tonight, Kenny. So that'll wrap it up as the Redskins lose tonight 28-6. Last score we had over at First Flight, it was First Flight 12, and Washington County 0. So for Kenny Meekins, I'm Hunt Thomas, along with our engineer and pro back at the studio, Curtis. Appreciate all the help tonight. Working through a few bugs still, but we'll get them. Got next week off, so hopefully when we come back in the 20th of September, as the Eaton Aces come to town, should be another good game as the Redskins get ready to start conference play here at Jerry Calhoun Field. So for Kenny Meekins, I'm Hunt Thomas. Can't paint this one black and gold tonight, but the Redskins played a pretty good game, but unfortunately came on the wrong side of the W as they lose tonight 28-0. And you heard it all right here on AM 1530 and 103.3 FM, The Score.